Students in Ms. McCracken's English classes at Roaring Fork High School were asked to write personal essays that explore who they are and what they think is important. Students wrote anecdotes modeled on the lives essays published by the New York Times, explored what their experience during the pandemic has taught them about themselves and each other, and revealed something about themselves by describing their connection to a meaningful object. These students' essays were chosen based on their creativity, insights, and writing skills to be showcased by Katie and Kay. Happy listening!
While I had my forehead resting on the bus window, gazing out to the mountains loaded with aspen trees, I noticed we were halted at one of the bus stops before my destination. A middle-aged white woman grabbed the railing to step into the bus. She sat on the seat next to me. I wondered why she did that, because the rest of the bus was unfilled. Practically, it was only the moderately aged lady and I. At the time, I had one of my earbuds in while listening to my favorite album. When I reached for my other earbud, the lady started to have a conversation with the bus driver. I put my earbud back down. It startled me when I heard the lady asking the bus driver why she had let me on the bus. I quickly turned the volume of my music all the way down and paid close attention to what the bus driver was going to say. I felt agitated. The bus driver looked through the rearview mirror and said, "Why are you asking? Everyone is allowed on this bus, including the young lady." The white lady responded, "She is Mexican. She shouldn't be. All they do is take her jobs and complain when their paycheck is a dollar short." I quickly took my earbud out and looked at the white lady and proceeded to say, "Excuse me, ma'am. Just because a person has brown skin does not mean they're Mexican. I will not tolerate your behavior. I'm just letting you know that Hispanics face daily judgment for doing the jobs that no one else wants to do because apparently some people believe it is a personality trait cleaning toilets. They believe they're better than cleaning toilets." For 2 minutes, we sat in silence. The woman kept giving me a death stare. I was enraged. She just proceeded to roll her eyes, but the bus driver asked her to step out of the bus and wait for the next one. Being born and raised in a country to which my parents migrated to has had its advantages and disadvantages. After all, I have been taught not to be embarrassed or scared to show where my family roots are from. Growing up, I have consistently had an exceptionally diverse Hispanic friend group. For instance, I have companions who are Mexicans, Hondurans, Guatemalans, and even Salvadorans, which is where my family is from. I have learned how to love everyone the same regardless of where they're from. In the United States, there is a lot of disdain with the Hispanic immigrants. It is an exceptionally disputable topic that has recently been talked about more during these past couple of years. It led a large portion of the Hispanic community to come together to fight for the right to be treated with dignity. We are all human beings. However, all things considered, it comes down to the color of your skin. I still can't come to an understanding of the hatred that individuals have towards ethnic minorities. It disheartens me because I am part of the community that has to face racism, but our society needs to improve for the better of everyone. This past year, we have seen numerous movements dedicated towards many minorities, one of them being the Black Lives Matter movement that gained a lot of support and attention due to the death of a black man named George Floyd, who was killed violently by a police officer. His death went viral. From this, many people started a massive protest that moved from state to state and also to other countries. This, of course, arose a controversy between some white Americans and minorities. The controversies varied from political views, race, police involvement, and the lack of support to minorities in the United States. Seeing this all go down on social media and on the news made me want to do something about it. I attended a peaceful protest that my valley organized. In addition, I also signed many important petitions that were going around concerning the deaths of innocent black and Hispanic individuals. For instance, I signed petitions for Vanessa Guillen's justice for her brutal murder and for punishing the police officers who killed George Floyd. I was consistently posting informative information on my Instagram to educate those who were not aware of what was happening around the states. I felt righteous with my contributions to my community. In all, I believe that all minorities need an opportunity to be heard. Our society needs to come together to form a more stable community. Our generation has taken the time to educate others with social occurrences. We have taken that knowledge and learned to be true to ourselves and to love others unconditionally, regardless of the color of their skin. Altogether, many of us have learned that actions speak louder than words. We have overcome numerous controversial topics in the past. Why not fight for more?
This has been a collaboration with Roaring Fork High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.